Okay, Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Mishpatim.
A lot of mitzvot.
And it's interesting is that many of the Shabbos Shalom, Jonathan, and Parshas, that many mitzvot, like we said, and many of the mitzvot, not all, but many, many of the mitzvot that appear in Parshas Mishpatim are mitzvot of that we would categorize as Dein Adam HaChaveiro. Right? They are mitzvot governing what's a civil law. Right? They are mitzvot which appear in like Dinei Nezikin, let's say in Bava Kamma, in Bava, the Messiah. So the Talmud starts, V'eila ha-mishpatim asher tatan l'sneihem. And these are the mishpatim which are placed for Mesa. What's this? So Rashi and Rashi comments with Rashi Pasha. Kol ha-mishpatim asher tatan l'sneihem. Eila ha-tatan l'sneihem. So the Vav comes to add on, right? What? Teaches what? Ma harishonim mitinai ha'elu mitinai. That just like the first ones are from Harsinai, just like the mitzvot that we learned about in last week's parasha, the Aseret HaDibros, right? Which we think of as like, wow, those are the major principles, right? Of Torah. So too, ha'elu mitinai. So the mitzvot ben adam ha'chaveiro, which appear in Parshas Mishpatim, right, a lot of like the Dinei Nezikin or things like that. So that also, those two we have to recognize that they are also from Harsinai. And this is an important lesson, I think, for us to learn that that oftentimes we think religion, we think Torah and Avodas Hashem centers around Ben Adam Makom, and we don't think all that much about our Ben Adam HaChaveiro, but the MS, it's really, it's half the luchos, there's two sides to it. And our Avodas Hashem is half dependent on Ben Adam HaChaveiro as well. I remember when I was eating lunch once at Rav Shapley's house for Shabbos, and he, very unfortunate, there was an article in the New York Times that day, I think, about a chassid who was arrested for some scam where he ripped off a lot of money, whatever. And I looked at the picture and I said, "Oh, it's a religious guy." And the chassid said, "He's not religious. He's religious. You know that he's been out there to steal. You know that there's two sides to the loopholes. There's Ben Adam Makom, Ben Adam HaChaveiro. You can't say you're not religious. Don't say he's religious. He's not religious. If he's religious, he knows something to steal." The ilam mishpatim, ma ilam mitinai, ke ilam mitinai. The Gemara in Bava Kamma. Daf Lamed tells us, "Hai man deboil mehevet chasida." Somebody who wants to be a chasid, somebody who wants to be a saintly person, a very righteous person, l'kayim milei b'nezikin, should fulfill the laws of nezikin, should fulfill the laws of Bava Kamma, of personal damages, right? Meaning that a person who is a really saintly person is a person who is careful to make sure that nothing I do is going to hurt anybody else, right? I don't want to make sure, the Gemara over here was talking about, right beforehand, talking about a guy who had like certain thorns or thistles, whatever, that could cause damage to somebody. So one of the rabbanim used to burn them. Another one used to bury them. They used to throw them in the sea. I don't want to own anything that does damage to anybody else. I don't want to be responsible for nezek towards somebody else, because that's a Jew doesn't do that. What that does is when I have that sensitivity, is it makes me into a chassid. It makes me into a saintly person, into a very righteous person. And there's two aspects of it. One of them is that when I'm sensitive in this way, I'm sensitive, I don't want to hurt somebody else. I'm constantly thinking about somebody else. So that's true not only in my Ben Adam HaMakom, but it's true in my Ben Adam HaChaveiro, but it's true in my Ben Adam HaMakom also. Right? That when I'm constantly thinking about others, right, I'm thinking, I gotta make sure not to hurt this guy, and I gotta be aware that somebody's walking in the door behind me, so I'm gonna hold it open for a second. But when I'm constantly thinking about others, so then, and I'm not purely focused on myself, so then, obviously, I'll think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu also. Right? It's not Stam by Avram Avinu that Avram Avinu is known, was the one who discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's also known as the pillar of Chesed. Right? It's not Stam. It's the same Midah. It's that he was constantly thinking outside of himself. He's not focused on himself. He's thinking about others. So if he's, right, yeah, I want to do Hakon Sarkhan. I want to bring people into my house. I want to give to other people. So if you want to give to other people, you'll see that people like that are the Mela. They're drawn to Yiddishkeit. They're drawn to Torah and Mitzvot because they understand that there's something greater beyond themselves. They understand. They're looking at the bigger picture. They're looking at how they can help others and how they can improve the world. And when they want to improve the world, then the Mela they're brought to the Emes of finding Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in addition, there's another aspect as well, which is that when a person is Mekayim Yilad in the Zikr, when a person is trying to be a Chassid because he's careful as Bein Adam Makom and Bein Adam Chavero, then what happens is that he infuses Ruchnius into everything that he does. Because if we think that religion, if we think that Avodas Hashem is just Bein Adam Makom, and we think that everything that I do, you know, how do I serve Hashem? I make brachos, and I learn Torah, and I daven, and I keep Shabbos. All those things, obviously, you have to do, and those things should be meaningful and spiritual, and bring you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you think that Torah is too low, and that's it, then what happens when you're on the basketball court? If you're on the basketball court, and you know, somebody's playing a little bit rough, then what happens? Are you going to curse them? Are you going to fight back? Are you going to talk trash? That, no midos. It's unfortunately, it's too true. Where people carry it and say, Avodas Hashem is just in the Beit Medrash. And that's not true. Avodas Hashem is everywhere and everywhere. And if you want that basketball game to be infused with Kedusha, when we get up to Ol Haba after Neve Esm Shana, and they say, why'd you play basketball? It was Bissel's mind. And they say, no, I was using it as a way of relaxing for my Avodas Hashem, whatever. Really? So why are you cursing that guy out? Or why were you playing like an animal? If you really like doing the Shem Shemayim, so then you have to be able to act like a mensch, the same way you would act in the Beit Medrash. And it's not just true about basketball. It's true about when we get on buses. It's true about when we see people who need help. And it's true in the Beit Medrash also, right? Somebody's books fall down. Unfortunately, it happens a lot. Somebody's books fall down. If you're in the middle of learning, you should stay learning. But if you're baffling, if you stop walking around or whatever, so go help a person, right? Go in and finish. Hold the door for somebody. It's at lunch, whatever. It's important to be sensitive and be aware and trying to help other people. And what that does is it infuses Kedusha into every aspect, because our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is not like the Goyim Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Right? And even though you learn Baba Kama, you see there are many halakha, there are many principles in halakha which work out in terms of personal property rights, or personal obligations that are similar to what it says in, let's say, American civil law, or many civil law, that is British, I don't know, right, Israeli, all sorts of civil law, many constitutions or whatever, will carry the same principles of what you'll find in Baba Kama. Ah, so what's the difference? The difference is that ours comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Elu Misinai, Lahim Misinai, Af Elu Misinai. These are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea reminds me very much of a Dar Torah that my Rebbe used to say in Parshas Vayera. When Avimelech lied to Avimelech, and he said, Sarah was my sister. And Avimelech tried to marry her and sleep with her. And then Hashem told him, no, you have to give her back to Avraham. And he says to Avraham, why did you lie to me and tell me that she's your sister? Yeah, remember the story? Why did you lie to me and tell me that she's your sister? So Avraham answers, Raki in yourself came to Makom Hazeh. Because you guys have known Yiras Shamayim. So what kind of answer is that? He's saying, like, you're not from, therefore I lied to you. How does that justify? So this is my Rebbe Braunschweigel, Rashi Ben Leibniz now. So he says this Devatar came out almost every year. So he says like this, and I think the Malvin says a similar idea. That what happened? I believe it's been like this. Yes, you are a very menschless society. Yes, you are a very well civilized society. But if that civilization, if that menschlichkeit, quote unquote, is not based on Yiras Hashem, it's not based on Yiras Hashem, so then it can fall away any day, right? And the Braunschweigel was pointing out, and you see that's exactly what happened by the Nazis. The Nazis were, the Germans were known as the most civilized society, right? They had a very high class culture, right? They produced the most respected composers and whatever to say there. But they turned into a bunch of murderers. Right? Under the right influence, they turned into a bunch of murderers. Why? Because their civility was based on it was subjective. It was not based on an objective idea of Yiras Hashem. By Jews, it's based on an objective idea of Yiras Hashem. We're based on not Harishon Misina El Misina. That the Mishpat of the civil law is based on Ben Amo Chavero is also based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui. And to show you Bidiyuk how stressed this idea of Ben Amo Chavero is in Torah and in Halakha, I just want to tell you very quickly about a Tosfos in Baba Kama. Gemara discusses the person putting a picture out in the middle of the street. And the question is, he puts a picture out in the middle of the street, the picture could do damage to somebody, right? But it's also his property that's being damaged, right? So if somebody walks over to that picture and trips on it, and the person gets hurt, but the person also breaks the picture, so then who has to pay who for the damage, right? My picture got damaged. But my picture also damaged him, so who's tied to who? So he says, I'm tied to him. My picture it became a weapon. It damaged him. So Tosfos says the most unbelievable line. He says, why is it that I'm tied? The Yoter, I'm not sure if I can find the exact line, the Yoter Yesh Lo Lishmor Shalo Yazik Mishalo Yuzak. It's because a Jew has to be more careful that he doesn't do damage to somebody else and that he doesn't get damage. That is the Torah's idea of Ben Amo Chavero. It is more important for a person to be careful that he doesn't do damage to other people than that he doesn't get damaged. A Jew lives his Ben Amo Chavero recognizing that I have to be careful for other people. Not that I have to be careful, I have to be on the defensive so I don't hurt other people. I have to be on other people's defensive, not my defensive. Right? That's the concept of Ben Amo Chavero in Halacha. There's a Tosfos in Chav Zayin Amud Beis in Baba Kama. And this idea is manifest in a beautiful, beautiful story that Shlomo Carbach tells about the Holy Hunchback. Oh, the Holy Hunchback, Shlomo was once at the Yarkon on the beach in Tel Aviv, and he sees this hunchback there sweeping the street. And he goes up to him and he says, my holy brother, can you tell me why you're such a hunchback, whatever. So he says to him, I was beaten very badly by the Nazis. He says, where are you from before the war? He says, I'm from Piasecki. I was in the Warsaw Ghetto with the Piasecki Rebbe. He says, Gewalt, you were from the Piasecki Rebbe? You were telling me about Piasecki Rebbe. Piasecki Rebbe was the holiest of the holy, the highest of the high. He was such a holy Rebbe. He says, tell me something. Do you remember a teaching from the Piasecki Rebbe? He says, no. Give me a break. You think I remember anything after the war? He says, the Nazis beat everything out of me. He says, no, from the Holy Piasecki, you have to remember something. The hunchback says, I'll tell you. There's one teaching that I remember. This teaching comes to me at times when I want to curse myself. He says, there have been times when you have to understand. I lost everything in the war. All of my family was killed. My community was destroyed. I had nowhere to go. I had nothing left. So here I am, just sweeping the streets in Eretz Yisrael. He says, sometimes I walk along the beach and I get so depressed. I'm so lonely. So I walk out to the ocean and I say, this is it. I'm going to drown myself. I walk out to the ocean, up to my nose, and then I hear my Rebbe's teaching. And I hear my Rebbe saying, the greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. And the Rebbe used to make us remember, he said, Gedenksha, remember, Kindelof, the greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. And he says, now I'm there in the ocean and I hear my Rebbe teaching us, remember, the greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. And I said to myself, how can I kill myself? There's a purpose to life. I have to do somebody else a favor. And this is how a Jew lives. A Jew lives that life is about trying to help make the world a better place, trying to help other people, and it's not all about me, it's not all about my pain, it's not all about my troubles, and lo aleinu, we shouldn't have troubles, we shouldn't have suffering. But even in those situations, if our focus is on others, if our focus is on trying to make the world a better place and trying to improve and trying to remember that the greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor, so then Be'ezus Hashem v'idocha to be masliach, to bring more solutions to the world, to be able to see if there is more tova in the world, we should be zocha to grow in our own and merit much bracha in our lives, and be zocha to the words of Chazal, man devoid and have a chasida. The Academy of Living Seekers, and we'll be zocha to be chasida of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.